I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about that old observation that politics can make for strange bedfellows. While the midterm elections produced a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, the margin of control is not nearly as substantial as some predicted. No red wave, only a pinkish trickle, which mathematically secured the Republican win, but leaves little room for error. All the elephants need to be pulling in the same direction to accomplish any of their goals. And the goal of who will be their leader, the new Speaker of the House, could be problematic for the supposed heir apparent to Nancy Pelosi, another California congressman, Kevin McCarthy. Even though McCarthy has made the right noises to satisfy the most extreme in his party, such as the crack about whacking Pelosi with the gavel and promising to reinstate Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar to former committee assignments, he's still sweating out the race to 218 votes. With a majority of likely only 5 or 6 seats, any GOP speaker candidate can only afford to lose a handful of votes if they're banking on support from their party alone. We have to speak as one voice. We will only be successful if we work together, or we'll lose individually, McCarthy said this week in an interview on conservative outlet Newsmax. This is very fragile, and we're the only stopgap for this Biden administration. If we don't do this right, the Democrats can take the majority. If we play games on the floor, the Democrats can end up picking who the speaker is. In an interview with Axios Rep. Josh Groschenheimer, Democrat from New Jersey, a leading centrist who chairs the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, told Axios that moderates could step in to fill the leadership vacuum if McCarthy falls short. I think it's premature to presume that they'll ultimately won't figure it out, he said in an interview last week, but if they don't, obviously we stand ready to figure out ways to help govern. But as McCarthy has shown in the past, his negotiating superpower is ignoring anything resembling principle or integrity in the pursuit of power. Who can forget his about-face on the Orange Menace of Palm Beach's culpability for the January 6th insurrection? Probably still smelling cordite from shots fired in the chamber during the attack, he condemned the former president, only to beg forgiveness a couple of weeks later. That kind of spine is sure to eventually earn the votes of even the most extreme members of his own party and his reportedly lifelong dream to be Speaker of the House. But wouldn't it be funny if he needed, say, Adam Schiff's or AOC's votes to prevail?